please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gamza OG, just making a video about inbreeding and Islam. Well, let's go. Disclaimer, this goes out without saying, but apparently people don't know this. You're not supposed to have physical relationships with your family members because you'll be hurting them in the long run. Not only emotionally, but also genetically. And then the people that come after you, you kind of owe it to them not to be a degenerate pig or whatever. I guess if you don't have any viable females in your area, I guess, but you shouldn't because things happen. Yes, what do you mean by things? Well, let's ask Joe Rogan because apparently he's stupid, just like me. So let's see what he says. Yeah, in this clip, there's a dude that looks like Michael Douglas from Falling Down. It might be him. I don't know. He probably rejuvenated himself because of the endochrome blood. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know anything. But anyways, this guy is talking about Islamic people. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Let's watch.
I think a part of it was inbreeding.
This is your own theory.
No. Look at
someone
up.
Else
Muslims
has a theory?
And inbreeding. Major problem.
I've never heard this before.
Especially.
Yeah, I knew about this was prevalent. Inbreeding with Muslims and all that good stuff. Yeah. But you're saying, oh, don't Hispanic people do that too? Yeah, we do. And that's everybody. Yeah, well, it is what it is. Oh, so fascinating, right? Well, good thing this video is not about Webex, right? This is about Muslims, so let's continue.
With immigrants in Britain, like the Pakistanis in London, they'll have all kinds of serious inbreeding problems because that's an even smaller sample size.
Yeah, and Pakistan right now is fighting India, isn't it? Did that stop? I don't even know. Right now, this is that Ukraine thing with the drones. Oh man, that's going to cause some shit in the pipeline, but that's something else, right?
Strap yourself in for this. 70% of all Pakistanis are inbred. And in Turkey, the amount is between 25 to 30%. More stillbirths among immigrants. A rough estimate reveals that close to half of everybody living in the Arab world is inbred. A large percentage of the parents said, this is blowing my mind. So listen to the BBC investigation in Britain several years ago revealed that at least 50...
Yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy. And what's happening over there in Great Britain? Aren't they like rioting and people getting stabbed and all that? Oh, and guess what? That's when we come here into America soon. Yes, we have our black population doing that, but now you add Muslims to the mix? Oh, fuck yeah, that's gonna be some fun times indeed. Just saying.
55% of the Pakistani community in Britain was married to a first cousin. Holy shit. BBC's research also discovered that while British Pakistanis account for just 3.4% of all births in Britain, they accounted for 30% of all British children with recessive disorders and a higher rate of infant mortality. What?
Well, guess what, my friend Joe? When you start pointing out things like this, people think you're a piece of shit. Like me, people think I'm a piece of shit. I should be a piece of shit for different reasons, but not because I'm speaking the truth. Right? Well, welcome to the club, I guess.
What in the fuck? Labour Party MP has called for a ban on first cousin marriage. Medical evidence shows that one of the negative consequences of inbreeding is a 100% increase in the risk of stillbirths.
Yeah, you see, there's something you shouldn't be doing in life, but people still fucking do it. 100% stillbirth rate. 100%. If it's 100%, how can you get Pakistanis, right? I don't know. I guess it's the mystery of the dance, I guess. Oh, man. Just don't fuck your family members. Easy thing, right?
Wow. That is insane.
I also read somewhere that a lot of the symptoms of inbred people are irrational rage, fanaticism, and they end up just describing ISIS. Look at.
Yeah, isn't ISIS a government asset? Oh, shit. I guess if you're inbred, that means you're pro-government, right? Huh. Oh, mystery solved. Hey, I just had a thought right now. If you're an Islamic terrorist, that means you're also an inbred hick. Wow. So they do have something in common with white people. Yay! Yes, remember this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is just bullshit I'm pulling out of my ass, so enjoy!
what it says here, that with the IQ points, it says findings on intelligence. Research shows that if one's parents are cousins, intelligence goes down 10 to 16 IQ points.
Yeah, that explains a lot. Being inbred makes you really fucking stupid. Yeah, so a good thing I'm not inbred because my IQ is really, really high. Yeah, I'm a freak of nature. So, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, don't fuck your cousin or your sister or anybody like that. You know, the world is so fucking big, you'll need to be doing that. Just saying.
The risk of having an IQ lower than 70, criterion for being retarded, in quotes. Are they using that word?
Thank you, sweet Jesus, for resurrecting the word retardation. It was a word that was sorely missing in the world. Now we have it to spread and describe these fools. Thank you.
Increases 400% among children from cousin marriages. Well, let me say that again. The risk of having an IQ lower than 70 increases 400% among...
Holy shit, if you follow that logic, I guess the whole world is covered by Muslims. Yes, because in my opinion, a shitload of people are fucking retarded and this would explain it, right? Bunch of inbred hicks. Fucking A. Just like Diaper Boy here, right? God damn it, man. We're all going to hell, right? And it's Islam! Yay!
Amongst children from cousin marriages. Jesus Christ.
And why don't we know this?
Because
people don't like the truth.
Islamophobia. They don't like being called Islam.
Yeah, everybody gets scared of being called sexist, racist, Islamophobic, this, that, and the other. But who gives a flying fuck? Yeah, me pointing this out, I'm sure Muslims will say that I'm being haram and all this bullshit, and they're gonna try to behead me. But fuck them, they can't get me because I don't dox myself because I don't want to have a floating head. Because you can't kill me, I'm already dead. Yes, I'm a lich. Yeah, all you do is make my head float. Do you want that, a head float chasing you around? Yeah, or I become the Headless Horseman. Yay, and I get to chase Johnny Depp around, like in Sleepy Hollow. Yes, man, you shouldn't care what people call you, because people are just telling you that shit because it's stupid, retarded. Yeah, they're inbred. Enough said.
Islamophobic by even discussing it. Like, we're going to be called Islamophobic for even bringing this up.
Information has to come out.
You blew my mind with that.
I don't know, in my opinion, Joe Rogan looks like he's suffering from Down syndrome himself, right? Yeah, aren't you like one of the devil's rejects? Oh man, I'm just playing with you, man. You seem alright, your show's like whatever, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah, you know it'd be funny that all the problems in the world is because of stupid little idiosyncrasies like this. Yeah, so maybe they should ban incest. Yeah, it's just an idea. If it makes people all crazy... Yeah, they should outlaw that stuff. It's something that should be outlawed, right? Like murder is outlawed, but why not incest? Heh. Yeah, maybe we need to start dragging people to the 21st century. Just saying. Well, hopefully you're not practicing these kind of crazy things. I know I'm not. Well, hell, I'm not getting laid with nobody. Well, I guess if you fuck yourself, that does count, right? Well, love yourself, of course. Well, this is Gonzo G just taking off because I got stuff to do and... Whew, my life right now is just so, so busy. So hopefully your life is busy too. Because remember, idle hands is the devil's playground. So don't do that. So take care of yourselves and each other. Well, goodbye.
Hey, Bunko, are you in a Megan school? Because I want to shoot inside you.
What up? These are my bodyguards.
Misgender our queen one more time.
We're coming for you, transphobes.